This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now the news for June 12, 2023. After making occasional appearances on the stage in Tomorrowland, Stitch can now be spotted roaming around the land at the Magic Kingdom. We saw him interacting with young guests just in front of his former meeting location up on that stage. Stitch was making the most of his newfound freedom, creating all sorts of mischief around the area. And if you're hoping to spot him, it's important to note that he is constantly on the move and does not stop for photos, at least when we saw him. So consider having your camera ready, or if it's a bigger camera, maybe on sport mode for this one. But either way, now Stitch is a roaming character throughout Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. Disney has set up an extended queue at Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind in Epcot, potentially for the debut of a standby queue at the attraction, but also potentially just because it's going to be a long line and they're going to give out more boarding groups. We'll have to see which one it is. But either way, the stanchions have been set up outside the attraction between the attraction's main entrance and the Connections Eatery. There's also white benches, trash cans, and umbrellas in the area as it is, directly in sunlight. They needed to offer some sort of shade. The extended outdoor queue is not yet in use, but could mean Disney, again, is planning on opening up a standby queue, perhaps, or maybe just, again, that they expect there will be a long line for those boarding group returns. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind has so far only used Lightning Lane and Virtual Queue, and while the Virtual Queue was frequently filling up within seconds during the ride's first several months of operation, it's recently, especially that second release at 1 p.m., has been available until later into the evening, even towards 8 p.m., which is only an hour before park close on most nights. And with demand for the coaster seemingly winding down, it would make sense to finally just open up access, but maybe also they won't. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Guests, of course, can still purchase a la carte individual Lightning Lane to access Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind as well. Here's the interesting thing about Guardians. Disney knew from the moment they developed the attraction, they knew there was very little interior queue space and not enough to meet demand. So I remember very early on when we were looking at the blueprints and stuff, way back, we're talking like, we're probably talking like 2016, 2017. But I remember like seeing all these different layouts for the queue. And I remember there was one thing they talked about, which was using one of the show buildings from Wonders of Life. Because even with Play Pavilion, they wouldn't have used the show buildings, which were, of course, were on the left side of the building, Body Wars on the right side, Cranium Command. I think in particular, they were talking about just opening up the Body Wars show building as just extended queue, because that the way that lines up is so the Universe Energy is here, Wonders of Life is here, and that Body Wars show building is up against Wonders facing the Universe Energy building. And so that would have been a thing where you then crossed over and went into the, the main queue that's in Guardians. But either way, they knew from day one there was enough queue. They shot that idea down. And then I think in the end just decided that, we'll do some stanchions on the left side where that gate is. And hopefully that'll be good enough, even knowing, we're in Central Florida and it's very hot. And all they're going to put is umbrellas there. And it's I remember during the previews waiting out there, it's pretty miserable. And so I wouldn't blame them if they just want to keep the boarding groups at this point just because the queue is so short. I know people hate boarding groups, but I also think it's just miserable to wait out there. And if it's something like Rise of the Resistance has a ton of interior queue, so it's great that there's no boarding groups for that. The queue can handle it anyway. But in the case of something where they didn't really build enough queue, of course, Guardians isn't the first case in recent years where they didn't build enough interior queue for an existing structure, right? Great Movie Ride had a high hourly capacity, so occasionally the queue would end up outside, but it was never really a problem. Then the case now with Runaway Railway, I know we were at Hollywood Studios on Friday for the next story we're going to talk about, and it was brutal outside. With humidity, it probably felt like it was over 100. And I just saw everybody waiting that outside queue at Railway and just was like, this is miserable. This is such poor show. I don't know why they keep building things without interior queue. I know why. It's money, but they really should think more of the guests in those cases. Speaking of the thing we went to, Hollywood Studios for on Friday in anticipation of the opening of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, whose theatrical release in the United States will take place on June 30th. A new limited-time beverage outpost has opened at the studios, the Den of Destiny, which promises rare antiquities and refreshing libations. And guests will instantly recognize iconic scores from the Indiana Jones film franchise, playing both outside and inside the bar. And if you're considering stopping here for a cocktail, we also have a full review of all three drinks on our website. The new bar is located in the former Indiana Jones Adventure Outpost store, which closed in March of 2020 as a store, at least. It's located off of Echo Lake near the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. A number of themed elements were already present in this location from when it was the store, but they have added props from the new film, which are primarily housed within glass cases. Guests will immediately notice some of the costume items within the bar, including Indy's iconic fedora. There are also a number of movie props and curiosities to look at while you prepare to place your order. There's mannequins of Indiana Jones and Helena Shaw in their costumes from the film in the center of the space. There's some exhibits as guests wait to approach the bar as well. It's worth noting the bar opens at 10 a.m. for those of you that like to get a nice early start. I don't know. Hollywood Studios these days, I could see starting your drink consumption at 10 a.m. It's rough out there. Some more artifacts and props may look familiar to eagle-eyed visitors or reference exotic destinations, including perhaps the Dial of Destiny itself. And maps and travel posters dot the walls. You may recognize some of this art from its actual home, where it originated, at Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs. There's also some stand-up tables outside that were set up in what was the Chippendale Rescue Rangers meet and greet. They've now moved into the tent that was the FastPass distribution. Remember FastPass, kids? What used to be the FastPass, paper FastPass distribution area at the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. But nonetheless, the Den of Destiny now open through August 15th at Hollywood Studios. The Darth Vader meet and greet exclusive to Disney Visa card members has reopened in the Star Wars launch bay at the studios. While all guests have been able to meet Darth Vader and Chewbacca for the past year, the Disney Visa card member exclusive meet and greet has been suspended since the onset of the pandemic. The Disney Visa Darth Vader meet and greet is to the right of the BB-8 meet and greet. Guests must present their Disney Visa debit or credit card. The meet and greet typically has a shorter wait time plus an actual PhotoPass photographer instead of the automated camera. The regular Darth Vader meet and greet, of course, remains open as well. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. Head on over to BeOurGuestVacations.com/WWNT, and their team will design your next magical vacation from the Walt Disney World and the Disneyland Resorts to the Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more. They're also able to book unforgettable VIP tours where you and your group can experience the ultimate park day. The best part is their concierge services are 100% free, so book today. They actually just booked we're going on the first time on the Disney Wonder in August. We're going to Alaska. Very excited about it. And lots of content to come, so stay tuned for that. But they could book your Alaska cruise, too. The Ezra Bridger Legacy lightsaber hilt is now available at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The lightsaber hilt is $170. It resembles Ezra Bridger's second lightsaber. His first was a prototype of his own creation that merged a lightsaber and a blaster, but it was destroyed in a duel with Darth Vader. He then created a more traditional lightsaber hilt with a black grip and silver accents, and while his first lightsaber lit up blue, his second was green. As with most legacy lightsaber hilts, a blade is sold separately. Ezra's legacy lightsaber hilt comes in a gray case with a green version of the starbird symbol created by Ezra's friend Sabine Wren. Construction walls currently block off a significant portion of the Grand Avenue sidewalk at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Grand Avenue is the section of the park containing Muppets Courtyard and Muppet Vision 3D, as well as the street of city facades leading to the main entrance of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Don't worry, of course, Muppet Vision is still open, but the wall and scrim surround a large section of the Grand Avenue near the Muppet Courtyard entrance. The walls begin right after the Pride Month balloon photo op, which is on the gate between Star Tours and Grand Avenue. The walls wrap around some trees in the courtyard in front of the bathrooms. Guests have to walk around the walls to get the Muppet Vision 3D and Pizza Rizzo, but of course, guests already had to walk around this giant planter, which I've never really understood the design of, but nonetheless, we don't know what the work is for. It could be to ease traffic, like I just mentioned. It's always been weird. This giant planter kind of dissuades guests, I think, from going into this area. It makes you curve around and towards the straightaway that goes towards Galaxy's Edge. It's always been weird that they made this choice, especially when they were worried about guests finding Muppet Vision. It's weird that there's such a large obstacle in the way of both Muppets and Pizza Rizzo and the restrooms, for that matter, too. As a result of the construction, the snack stand featuring churros and ice cream has been moved just across the pathway. Ahead of the latest Pixar film's release on June 16th, an Elemental photo op has debuted at the studios in Pixar Place. Photo op is on a brick wall in the recently reopened area. It features Ember and Wade from the new film, with Ember holding an umbrella up to protect her fiery self from a shower of water. The colorful Elemental logo is against a black swoosh along with the Disney and Pixar logos on the caption, only in theaters June 16th. For those of you who are very old like me, you may remember this is where the paper Fastpass distribution was for Toy Story Mania back in the day. I'm just going to welcome to today's news, where we talk about everywhere you could have gotten paper Fastpasses at Hollywood Studios previously. That's today's theme. Some minor demolition work is currently underway outside the former Trails End restaurant at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Green plastic barriers are in place to keep guests from walking into the construction area, and a digger also sits behind the planter. Facility asset management, or FAM, signage gives the typical "this area is being refurbished for your future enjoyment" message, while a safety sign hangs next to it. Signage nearby informs guests of the closure of Trails End, Crockett's Tavern, and Daniel Boone's Wilderness Arcade through the midsummer. The nearest offering, P&J's Southern Takeout, and its mobile order window remain open. The former planter, the staircase, and the wheelchair ramp for Trails End are all under construction. A lot of it's been demolished at this point. You see plenty of dirt, concrete, and branches were removed. Miraculously, the wood sign for the restaurant remains intact through all of this. Of course, Trails End was a part of Pioneer Hall at Fort Wilderness, having begun as a table service restaurant when the building first opened in 1974. The restaurant closed in April to become a marketplace-style quick service outlet, bringing an end to the nearly half a century of sit-down dining at Pioneer Hall. An exact reopening date is not known, other than later this year. Of course, Trails End used to be a buffet experience prior to the pandemic, and since then was a family-style offering. The controversial remodeling and refurbishment project of the lobby at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa has finally begun. As you see in our photos, they have blocked off a large section of the very back of the lobby with construction walls. This is the space in front of the where they used to do the tea service. This is the sort of the back of the lobby where they usually put the gingerbread house during the holiday season. But this is the start of that project. You may know we've been talking about this project, God, I think, since the beginning of this particular show in, 2017, 16, whatever year we started this show. There were rumors that it was coming, and then Disney finally admitted to it. And the minute they admitted to it, they sort of admitted that there was public backlash already about the project in our rumor post, by reassuring people that the lobby would still maintain the feel and the aura, and for the kids, I'll say the vibe of what the Grand Floridian has been since it opened in the late 80s. And of course, we're still waiting to see. Disney has not shared any concept art or anything of what the lobby is going to look like when the project is done. But obviously, a lot of people are worried, given several other recent resort remodeling projects over the last few years. Some good, a lot of bad, a lot of very plain. And that's why people are very concerned about the future of the Grand Floridian. But nonetheless, the project has started. It was supposed to actually begin in May. It was pushed back several weeks and has finally begun. We'll keep you in the loop as we know more about it. But for now, they've just started in earnest in the very back of the lobby area. Guests at Tokyo DisneySea are reporting that the ban on photography during the pre-show of Soaring Fantastic Flight has been lifted after 4 years. From its opening on July 23rd of 2019 until yesterday, guests riding Soaring Fantastic Flight at DisneySea were strictly forbidden from any sort of photography after the merge between Standby and FastPass/Disney Premier Access. This includes the Camellia Falco Living Portrait pre-show, as well as the Renaissance Sketch-style safety video once guests are split into their rows. Twitter user Cow231D initially reported the change, which was later confirmed by reports from other guests at the park. Photography does remain prohibited while aboard the attraction itself. I guess we're always able to take photos and video while waiting in the queue, but just not in these pre-show rooms. That being said, if you'd like to watch the pre-shows and the full ride, we do have a video right here on our channel. It is one of the coolest pre-shows ever, and I still do not completely know how they achieved the full effect. It's really, really cool. The Oriental Land Company was forced to issue an apology this week after discovering that one of the steam locomotives of the Western River Railroad attraction at Disneyland ran for nearly a month after its safety checks had expired. Sole owners and operators of Tokyo Disney Resort, the Oriental Land Company, posted an apology message on their official Twitter account as well as their corporate website. The boiler safety inspection for the Mississippi locomotive, pictured here, was operated for a period of 19 days after its official boiler safety permit expired. The previous term for the boiler permit ran from May 18th of 2022 to May 17th of 2023. But the locomotive continued to ferry guests on a journey around Adventureland, Westernland, and Critter Country through June 5th, carrying, approximately 58,069 guests during that time. At around 9 a.m. on June 6th, the boiler performance inspection list of the Mississippi locomotive was checked in preparation for planned maintenance, and it was discovered that the boiler performance inspection had expired. Out of the four locomotives aboard the attraction, the Mississippi was the only one that had expired permits. Again, the Oriental Land Company issued the formal apology for not only carrying guests on the potentially unsafe locomotive, but for also not having a management system in place to ensure that the plans were double-checked at any point. Could you imagine the Walt Disney Company doing this at any point, putting out a public apology about such a thing? I mean, I know from stories we've heard from cast members and maintenance and stuff at the U.S. parks that there's all sorts of stuff that goes past expiration and, you know, then someone goes, oops, and then no guest is ever informed of this, but OLC felt it was proper to do so. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Welcome to News Today with Universal Parks News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news.